moment of classroom time to remind us that there are things to be thankful for. You don't have to run around in the blue funk all the time. If you just get your STA under control and orient that, acclimate the Bible doctrine, God's plan for your life otherwise. Here back in the text, in verse 2, as we saw, Paul expresses their gratitude with respect to the Thessalonians via their prayers. Now, in verses 3 and 4, these verses explain why there's gratitude, why they're so grateful, if you will, in this respect. And verse 3, looking at the Greek here, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope. Our adverb constantly, I put in italics, as we included that at the end of verse 2 for the reasons that we gave, and we'll revisit that quickly at the beginning of our analysis. Constantly here, a continuing thought from verse 2, making mention of your prayers constantly, bearing in mind simultaneous action. Bearing in mind here is a circumstantial participle, present active, of our verb manuo, M-E-M-O-N-E-U-O, manuo. Bearing in mind, recollecting, remembering, it's used 21 times. Your work of faith. Your is a personal pronoun, sue, in the plural, reference to the Thessalonians. Then we have this list here of genitives. We have three pairs of genitives that are brought out for us, put together in this fashion. Your work of faith. All these have the definite article here, the work, genitive neuter singular, to ergon, E-R-G-O-N. Three pairs of genitives with the first of each objective and second subjective. In other words, the first receives the action produced by the second genitive. Faith produces works. It receives action of faith. So, first of all, the work of the faith, for the definite article here, feminine gender, in the genitive case, hey, pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, normal noun for faith, and connective chi, our next pair, labor of love, labor with the definite article, masculine singular, ho, kapos. K-O-P-O-S. Literally, it means a beating. Hence, an exhausting physical or mental exertion. Translated, labor or toil. Used 18 times, 4 times in Thessalonians, 3 times here, 1 Thessalonians. We'll see again, chapter 2, verse 9, chapter 3, verse 5, and also 2 Thessalonians 3:8. Here, labor of love, the love. With the definite article, feminine gender again, hey, agape, A-G-A-P-E. And connective chi, steadfastness of hope. Steadfastness, the feminine gender here, with the definite article is hey, our term, hupomone, H-U-P-O-M-O-N-E, denotes patience with regards to circumstances. Translates steadfastness, perseverance. It's used 31 times, and this is produced, if you will, by the hope of hope. Again, the genitive, feminine gender of hey, help us, E-L. P-I-S. Hope or confidence. It's used 53 times, this term. Your work of faith and labor of love is steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father. you had to pronoun ego, first person plural here, ego, our, reference to Paul, it's a genitive of relationship, the Lord Jesus Christ, literally, definite article, follow with a noun for Lord, kurios, K-U-R, I-O-S, here in the ablative case, denotes ablative of source, is the source for these things, if you will. Jesus, Jesu, Christos, in the presence of. Here is the preposition in prosthe. E-N-P-R-O-S-T-H-E-N. Before or in the presence of. It can relate to face-to-face relationship. In the presence, translated in the presence of, or before, our, pronoun ego repeated, God and Father, the God and Father, definite article with theos, God, T-H-E-O-S, followed by the genitive case, both in the genitive case here, Father Pater, P-A-T-E-R. Verse 4, now we have the third dependent participial clause that I brought out that is attached to the thanksgiving back in verse 2. Knowing, brothers, beloved by God, His choice of you. Knowing is a circumstantial participle, perfect tense. Knowing and discerning with absolute certainty, if you will. Of our verb, oida, O-I-D-A. Brothers, addresses the lingers now, with the Bacchanese case of Adelphos, A-D-E-L-P-H-O-S. Knowing brothers, beloved by God. Beloved is the participle, perfect passive here, another perfect participle, agapao, the verb form of agape earlier, A-G-A-P-A-O, agapao, loved or constantly beloved, if you will, action in the past with existing results, that's your perfect tense, by God, by the preposition hupo, H-U-P-O, denoted agency, ho theos, the God, repeated, his choice of you, the choice literally, choice or election, the choosing, is the definite article with the accusative feminine singular of the noun, he, ekloge, E-K-L-O-G-E. Here, this noun emphasizes the act of choosing, hence its choice of you, pronoun su, reference to the Thessalonican saints. All right, we've got the brief parts. We'll pick up the analysis. Verse 8. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, continue to light this, these things in Jesus' name.